This past Friday, I needed to do something quiet and contemplative, and I happened to be visiting my daughter in New York City. A pink-footed goose had been seen at a small city park on Long Island starting on November 1st. It was still being reported as late as January 16th, the last date anyone had reported from Arthur J. Hendrickson Park, so I figured it was worth the shot and that a literal wild goose chase would be as good a way as any to spend the day. So in the morning, I walked a few blocks from my daughter's apartment in Brooklyn to catch one of the commuter trains to Long Island. Being directionally impaired, I depend on Google Maps on my smartphone a lot. The Google Map lady wanted me to walk along one street after I got off the train, but I could see on the directions screen a short detour that would bring me along a brook, so I went that way. It turned out to be a wise decision. One male hooded merganser was hanging out with a large group of mallards, and he gave me some of the best merganser pictures I've ever taken. Arthur J. Hendrickson Park is a small urban park surrounding a small urban lake, what Jethro Bodine or Ellie Mae Clampett might have legitimately called a cement pond. I arrived on the west side of the park and walked past a building and some tennis courts to reach the lake. All the waterfowl were loafing and snoozing in the water along the east edge in large clumps. The main birds were mallards and Canada geese, and as I walked along the length of the lake on the far side from them, I counted them as accurately as possible, 120 mallards and 360 Canada geese. As I counted, I looked for outliers. There were 8 American black ducks, a pair of northern shovelers, another male hooded merganser, and also one goose that looked suspiciously good, but I'd never have dared count it from that distance with my 8x binoculars. Fortunately, the geese weren't going anyplace, so I kept walking and counting until I rounded the long, narrow lake and started looking at the birds now on the close side of the lake from me. The geese kept snoozing as I walked past the first group of about 100. At that point, I encountered a sweet retired couple from the neighborhood taking a stroll. I told them I was looking for a rare bird, a pink-footed goose that belonged across the ocean. Right at that very moment, I was picking out the outlier. That one pink-footed goose happened to be right at the water's edge below us. They seemed excited to see it, and I was thrilled to share my happy experience with someone. I first spotted the goose about 11:22 a.m. and decided I should stay with this lovely and welcome avian immigrant through 12:01 p.m. The weather was pleasantly cool, but the sky was rather bleak, so my photos are duller than I'd like, but I was close enough and the light decent enough to get reasonably good pictures, and I took a lot. A nearby Methodist church's Westminster chimes went off at noon, bright and ringing, but the bell that tolled the hour was lower pitched, giving a most somber reminder that after that moment, human immigrants to our shores would not be as welcome as this avian one. I thought of this land that I love, the country that often falls short, but has proudly stood up for liberty and justice for all, for protection of vulnerable wildlife, and for maintaining and restoring clean air and water for all of us, this country that has inspired so many other nations with its progressive ideals. And I thought of my favorite president of all, Ulysses S. Grant. When he was traveling in Germany after his presidency, Bismarck congratulated him on saving the Union. Grant pointed out that America's achievement was, quote, not only save the Union, but destroy slavery, end quote. Grant modestly dissented when one German consul claimed that Grant had single-handedly saved the Union. Quote, if our country could be saved or ruined by the efforts of any one man, we should not have a country. Grant's reassuring words gave me hope as I gave the pink-footed goose a sad backward glance and started walking back to the train station and a new America. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.